This is Wade Vranesky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. According to the largest drug testing company, fewer U.S. workers tested positive for prescription painkillers last year, but cocaine, meth, and marijuana use surged. Opposition coalition in Malaysia, led by 92-year-old Mahathir Mohamad, a former leader of the country, won a hard-fought contest against the country's scandal-plagued prime minister. Shareholders stood with a group of nuns challenging Sturm Ruger, one of the largest firearm makers in the country, and demanding that the company detail its plans to monitor violence associated with guns, their guns, and develop safer products. The Mormon Church and the Boy Scouts of America formed a partnership 105 years ago. The groups became so intertwined that one of every five Boy Scouts in the U.S. is Mormon, and all Mormon boys were expected to participate in scouting. Now that arrangement is coming to an end. Documents released and confirmed indicate that Michael Cohen, presenting himself as Trump's personal lawyer, received more than $4.5 million in a shell corporation from October 2016 until now from a variety of companies, including the drug maker Novartis, AT&T, and lobbying law firms in Washington, as well as a Russian oligarch for access and insight into Trump and his presidency. Mike Bovani, the interim director of Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, will move the agency's student loan division into the Bureau's Consumer Information Unit, a shift that career officials fear will sidetrack a major enforcement case the agency is pursuing against Navient, the nation's largest student loan collector. Chinese tycoon who rose to international prominence to buy the Waldorf Astoria Hotel was sentenced to 18 years in prison after pleading guilty to defrauding investors. He was convicted by a court in Shanghai of using the company he founded, Anbang Insurance Company, to cheat investors out of more than $10 billion in one of China's biggest cases of financial crime. Three dozen states prohibit striking by teachers. Four of the five states where teachers recently struck for school improvements and higher wages, West Virginia, Arizona, Oklahoma, and Kentucky, make teacher striking illegal, yet in each case, teachers and their unions struck and won. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin's Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.